This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel bombarded Gaza with more artillery fire Monday as hostilities with Hamas stretched into a second week with no sign of abating. Overall, Israel launched dozens of airstrikes on Gaza, and Hamas militants in the Palestinian enclave fired rocket barrages at Israeli cities. There's no sign of any imminent end to the most serious hostilities in years between Israel and the Hamas Islamists, who rule the densely populated enclave where 2 million Palestinians live. The Gaza Health Ministry put the death at 197, including 58 children and 34 women. Israeli authorities say 10 people have been killed there, including 2 children. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Sunday said that the current hostilities there and in Israel are utterly appalling, calling for an immediate end to the fighting between the two sides. Speaking at a Security Council meeting on the current situation in the Middle East, the UN chief appealed to all parties to heed his call. He said the United Nations was actively engaging all sides towards an immediate ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Denmark for talks on climate change, Arctic policy, and Russia as calls grow for the Biden administration to take a tougher and more active stance on the spiraling Israeli-Palestinian violence. Blinken is seeing Danish leaders as well as top officials from Greenland and the Faroe Islands in Copenhagen Monday. This is before he heads to Iceland for an Arctic Council meeting that will be marked by his first face-to-face talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at a time of significantly heightened tensions between Washington and Moscow. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is defending the decision to ease mask-wearing guidance for fully vaccinated people, stressing that increasing political pressure had nothing to do with the abrupt shift in guidelines. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky told Fox News Sunday that she delivered the science as soon as it was available. To date, more than 156 million Americans, or more than 47% of the population, have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. More than 121 million are fully vaccinated. Walensky cautioned that even with the new guidelines, it was still too early to declare victory, but added that she was cautiously optimistic about the pandemic. Children are having their noses swabbed or saliva sampled at schools to test for the coronavirus in U.S. cities like Baltimore, New York, and Chicago. In other parts of the U.S., school districts are reluctant to check even students showing signs of illness for COVID-19. Education and health officials around the country have taken different approaches to testing students and staff members and widely varying positions on whether to test them at all. Officials and districts that have embraced testing described it as a tool for making sure infections stay under control. U.S. President Joe Biden faced fierce blowback from fellow Democrats and refugee advocates for considering keeping his predecessor's record low cap of 15,000 for admitting refugees this budget year. Biden ultimately raised the ceiling to 62,500, but in the end, resettlement agencies expect only about 15,000 refugees to actually be admitted by September 30th when the budget year ends and a new ceiling must be set by the president. Working long hours is killing hundreds of thousands of people a year in a worsening trend that may accelerate further due to the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to the World Health Organization on Monday. And the first global study of the loss of life associated with longer working hours, the paper in Environment International showed that 745,000 people died from stroke and heart disease associated with long working hours in 2016. The joint study produced by the WHO and the International Labor Organization showed that most of the victims were men and were middle-aged or older, and often the deaths occurred much later in life, sometimes decades later than the shifts worked. It also showed that people living in Southeast Asia and the Western Pacific region, a WHO-defined region which includes China, Japan, and Australia, were the most affected. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.